Yeah. I mean, I'ma just take the conversation we was having and put it in rap form. I got my chains on too. Look, they ask who's the best MC.
Welcome back to the Six here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Herz with you. Proud Vanderbilt grad, class of 2017 right here, and we just roped in some of my significantly more athletic peers for this hour. We went football with our boy OB, Oren Burks, and Simone Charlie, who in my opinion is one of the greatest athletes, if not the greatest, in Vanderbilt history, period, full stop. And then we got a Vandy Boys fan favorite, actually in studio with me, Nashville's own, Chicago originally, of course, but Nashville's own now, leadoff man for the 2014 title team as a freshman, former Vandy outfielder Roe Coleman is here. Roe, great to see you, buddy. It's been too long.
No, it's a blessing to be here. Thanks for having me.
Roe, of course, played 4 years for Vanderbilt, 2014 through 2017, graduated from Vandy, played 1 year of pro ball in the Tigers organization, but since then has been back here in Nashville coaching and teaching baseball. He's also done some broadcast work recently, which is great. And most recently, Roe, you were working with USA Baseball at the 2022 Prospect Development Pipeline League, which I will let you explain what types of players are there, what types of prospects are there, but you were one of a group of 20 coaches, almost all of whom are either prominent former major leaguers or big-name current amateur coaches.
Yeah, it was a blessing to be at the 2022 PDP. I actually played in an event 10 years ago in 2012 when it was called the Tournament of Stars. A lot has changed since I played in the event.
Just a little.
Yeah. When I played, it was like the different leagues. You had like RBI, Pony, Legion, and things like that. But it was the top guys around the country, and I was fortunate to make the 40-man roster for the USA team, but didn't make the final cut. And now they had just kind of completely revamped it and called the PDP, Prospect Development Pipeline, where they're just bringing the top 100 guys. Got a lot of big league guys. Just to come in and work with these guys, and you play games throughout the week, and we develop throughout the week, and it was a sight to see some of those players.
Is this all high school age players?
Yes, it's all high school age
players. Okay. So I imagine there are some guys there who committed to Vandy, right?
Yeah, it was a few Vandy commits there.
So you were in Cary, North Carolina, which is where all USA Baseball events are held at their complex in the Raleigh-Durham area. How many days were you there, and how is it split up, and is there actual gameplay involved?
Yeah, I was there from June 29th through July 7th. Yeah, we played 6 games.
You got back yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, this worked out well.
Yeah, yesterday.
I didn't even realize that.
It's basically around like spring training, honestly. You wake up, kids are waking up about 5:36 every day.
Wow.
You get breakfast, then we go to the field and do about 2.5 hours of skill development work. You get lunch for about an hour, then you back for 2 hours for BP, pregame, and then you play a game. So, I mean, you're at the field all day long. So it's definitely a different challenge for those kids there, but it's giving them everything that they need.
Are any of the players who were there draft eligible this year, or would those guys have been somewhere else?
No, so it was all 2023 guys.
So next year's draftees. So a lot of high school rising seniors.
Yes.
Wow. So, I mean, that's the cream of the crop. That's the type of event where you look back and, I mean, even in 5 years, you're going to look at the names and it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. It's going to be a couple guys out of that group that will be some first rounders next
year. Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
It's crazy.
And what round were you drafted in, by the way?
I got drafted in the 40th round out of high school and then a 34th round, which they don't have anymore.
You were drafted in 2 rounds that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I just wanted the people to know out there that you're coaching the cream of the cream of the crop and that you don't have to be a star to become a great baseball coach.
No, you don't. You don't. You just have to be a student of the game. You have to be a student and continue to develop your craft.
We're talking to Roe Coleman, former Vandy boy, national champion, leadoff man in 2014, and I said the word star, and I didn't even mean it, but we're going to pivot to what you're doing here in Nashville. You're coaching a travel ball organization along with former big leaguer Jared Parker. You guys have worked at his baseball facility for the last few years as well. That is it relocating into Berry Hill or relocating out of Berry Hill?
We're relocating out of Berry Hill.
Okay.
We have some big things coming up. I wouldn't say we're not a travel organization.
Right.
We're a youth foundation with an emphasis on using baseball to develop life skills through the kids. We do play travel baseball because that's where you have to play competitive baseball. But we're your youth foundation that's using baseball to give these kids the tools they need to be successful in life.
I love it. I love it. And it's called the Nashville Stars.
Nashville Stars Youth Foundation.
So yes. Do you guys have a formal partnership with the Nashville Stars big league trying to bring a team here?
Yes, we do. When we originally started the foundation, it was Empowerment Pursuit, and just recently we changed our name to the Nashville Stars Youth Foundation. But this is our second year doing teams. Last year we had a 17U group, which 11 of those guys are going to school, which was a blessing to have in the first year.
Now we all from the Nashville area?
All from the Nashville area.
Wow.
All from the Nashville area. And now we have three teams. We have a 10-year-old group, a 13-year-old group, and we have a 17U team again this year. A few of those guys on this team are committed, and others will end up in the right place for them as well for school.
That's amazing. So I never played anywhere near the high levels of travel baseball. I played high school baseball. But talking with two of our hosts, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick, Willie's son is a rising junior in high school who plays high-level travel. Darren's son is younger, but Darren coaches 10U travel, and they're on the path to get to that. And Darren basically said, when we interviewed your colleague and fellow coach Jared Parker on their show a few weeks ago, that this organization is new, but they are already playing at the highest level. How do you guys pull that off?
I think it's just... like me, Jared, and DJ, we just got competitive spirits, and we're no matter what, we're not afraid to go play against anybody. And I feel like the only way to get better is to play the best. And we challenge these kids to do that on a daily basis, not just on the field, but off the field. And we put in a lot of work. I'm not just saying we have the most talented kids. We do have talented kids, but we put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the kids love it, and we continue to stress that it is a game, and we make it fun and fun. Develop an environment where they want to come and become better baseball players and better human beings every single day.
Talking to Ro Coleman, former Vandy boy, now coaching baseball here in Nashville and with USA Baseball some as well. For the baseball parents listening or the teenage players listening right now, if they want to either try out to play for you guys or come get lessons at the facility or something like that, what are ways that you guys take or evaluate new players?
So we're currently out of our facility, but we have outdoor spaces that we utilize. You can reach me on my socials. I believe it's Ro Coleman on Twitter, Ro Coleman on Instagram, Facebook, Ro Coleman, Jared Parker on Twitter.
And you guys do read your mentions, which is great.
Yeah.
If you tweet at these guys, they will see it.
Definitely.
Unless Jared's tweeting about NFTs or whatever.
Facts.
Yeah. We're talking to Ro Coleman. I mean, this is the All Vandy Hour. We got to talk some Vandy stuff, right?
Oh, most definitely.
So
let's get into it.
A lot of folks remember you specifically from your freshman year, which was also my freshman year at Vandy. 2014 baseball season, first title in school history. You were the leadoff man so much of that year. I mean, came in as a freshman. You had such a unique role. Leading off and DHing, mm-hmm. Do you think about just how crazy that was that you got to do that so early?
Yeah, it was different. I struggled my freshman year. It was, I mean, you hear that coming to the SEC, how tough it is, and just coming to college baseball, how tough it is, and the transition is different. And I struggled a lot, and it wasn't until the Florida series where I really turned the page. And
that was like the second to last series of the season,
Yeah. And I kind of finished the season pretty strong. But, I mean, it was a blessing to have those older guys. Have a mentor like Dansby Swanson, who was just a year older than me, to look up to. And just that support system to just keep driving into me on a daily basis. Like, you're going to figure it out. And I eventually did. And it was a blessing to be a part of that group and be a part of the first baseball national championship at Vandy.
You had that walk-off hit against Oregon at home in the regional that year. Is that still the biggest hit of your life? Is it up there? Is it number one?
No, that's definitely the biggest hit of my life. No, it was surreal. But I told Coors when he told me that I was hitting, I was like, this is game right here, so you don't have to bring anybody else.
And did he give you the look like, okay, Ro?
No, he knew what time it was.
Oh, yeah. I love that from Corms. Yes. Oh, my God. Ro Coleman's our guest, former Vanderbilt baseball player. There's so much we could talk about from that year and all the years you played at Vanderbilt. I mean, you had the high of the first national championship. You were on the team when Donnie Everett passed away. You were teammates with so many major leaguers at this point, and we just had another one debut in Jason DeLay. I mean, I think it's maybe 10 to 12 that played with you alone in 4 years.
Yes, a
it's
lot.
It's pushing like, double digits.
I lose count, I know. You got Swanson, you got Reynolds, you got Buehler, Fulmer, BD.
Sheffield,
Bolden.
Did you say Reynolds yet?
Yeah, I said
Reynolds.
Got DeLay.
K-Dub.
Kyle
Wright. And at some point, there will be a 10th, whether it's Jaron Kendall or Connor Kaiser, other dudes like that are making their way up.
No, for sure. Yeah, it was a lot.
I feel like we're still missing somebody. I don't know why, but that was
nine. I know. I hope we didn't miss anybody.
See, and the thing is, that's all I do is make lists like this in my head. And when I need to say it, when I'm challenged to say it, I'm like, oh, I know I'm forgetting somebody.
No, for sure.
So what were some of those high and low moments like? And what was it like day to day in there during those years?
Man, day to day, to just appreciate the structure that Maggie and Coach Corbs brought on a daily basis. They led by example. Like, you wanted to wake up every day and just be a student at Vanderbilt, but also be a baseball player at Vanderbilt, because you knew those two people and the rest of the staff were fully invested in you on a daily basis. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. So, like, we were prepared for a lot of things. Like, that was one of the biggest things, always to be prepared for anything. And I can definitely say I never really felt like it was a moment at Vanderbilt where I wasn't prepared.
I couldn't agree more. Having witnessed bits and pieces of it, as much as someone can without being on the team, I'd like to think, I think that's a really good way to put it. So we're talking with Roe Coleman, played at Vandy, now coaching a lot of different youth and teenage areas of baseball, both in Nashville and also for USA Baseball. And Roe, I mentioned earlier, for those who've been listening to the whole interview, that there were all these big leaguers who were there with you from USA Baseball. And some of them are full-time USA Baseball employees, and some of them, like you, were just there for the week and coach other organizations or coach that age group in some way. So we know there's nothing that baseball fans love more than just lists of former major leaguers, and it's remember this guy. So I'm just going to read them all who were there. And you can tell me at the end if you have any funny stories about any of them or stuff like that. But this is a great list of, like, 90s and 2000s names of Major League Baseball. Yeah. Some of which people will remember, some of which will not. The biggest name is Lance Berkman, who was one of, there were four teams, and every team had a manager, a pitching coach, and two assistants. You were an assistant.
Yes.
And then there were also roving instructors who were the full-time employees of USA Baseball. So Lance Berkman was a manager. Doug Mentkiewicz was the manager of the team you were with.
Yes.
Adam Hizdu, who I think played for the Sounds when they were with the Pirates and is one of my all-time favorite Pirates from their very dark eras when I was growing up in Pittsburgh. Love Adam Hizdu. He was another manager. Pitching coaches, LaTroy Hawkins, who is probably the second biggest name behind Berkman. Greg Swindell, who I love and is also in broadcasting. And then another great former Pirate in Kip Wells, who was also a Sound at one point. And then Dimitri Young's another big name. Not a big leaguer, but Rucker Taylor played at Vanderbilt and is now the head coach at Davidson for their baseball team. And, I mean, another Pittsburgh guy. My boy Jack Wilson, one of the greatest fielding shortstops I've ever seen. So these guys were all there. Denny Hocking also there. One or two of the others may have been major leaguers. Nick Punto is one I missed. Basically everyone on this list. And this is only a list of 21 people.
Yeah.
And that many that I just named were major leaguers.
Yeah.
And you were in that. And also Roberto Vaz, whose son Javier plays at Vandy.
Yep.
What was it like just to be rubbing elbows with those guys and getting to watch them instruct?
Man, it was awesome. They welcomed me right away, and to be around those guys and just listen and learn and pick their brains was a blessing, but also to hear them say the same things that we say to kids on a daily basis was great to know, because it's like the game is really simple, and the guys that really do it at a high level and have the success consistently, they keep it as simple as possible. And I think nowadays with baseball, it's a lot of information out there, but not all information is good information. And being around those guys and just how they just simplify it as much as they can, so the message, anybody can understand the message. It was good to see that and be around those guys and pick their brains.
And you were there for like a week and a half, but did you see the players make progress even in a short time?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, with the skill development sessions we did, and you see it right away in the gameplay. Like, for example, like Dirk Ball reach, like a lot of those guys didn't know when how to read those things, and like right away in the game you get in Dirk Ball reach. You got guys bunting, you got guys trying to execute and hitting runs well. You got pitchers working on different pitches, like learning how to pitch inside and things like that. So it was like they were sponges, and it was great to see that the top 100 guys in the country, they want to get better.
Yeah.
So and rankings don't mean anything, but it just shows you, like, if you want to be one of those type of players, that you have to be open and willing to learn from anybody, and you cannot get complacent. You can't get complacent. You have to set small goals and try to achieve them every single day, because that's ultimately going to lead to that big goal that you're looking for.
Well, Ro, it was great to see you, brother, and we will have you on again soon. You and Jared Parker should be, honestly, on our airwaves once a week talking baseball, because we know we have so many baseball fans who listen, and you guys do it the right way. You think the game in a modern way and explain it well. So thanks again.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
The great Ro Coleman, Vandy baseball fan favorite, played for the Vandy boys 2014 through 17. Leadoff hitter as a freshman on their first national title team. Played 1 year in the minors for the Tigers, now coaching baseball in a very impactful way locally here in the area, and now also, as we talked about in the interview, a little bit more nationwide for USA Baseball. And it's only getting better for Ro, who is in his late 20s and completes our hat trick of Vanderbilt athlete guests who all I was very fortunate to be in the same class year with and get to know and announce their games. Vanderbilt class of 2017, Ro Coleman, Oren Burks, Simone Charlie, NFL, NWSL, and USA Baseball, all represented tonight on The Six. My name's Max Herz. It's been a lot of fun. If you want to hear any of those interviews in full, if you missed them or want to hear them again, search The Game Nashville on your favorite podcast platform, The Game Nashville. That's where we put all of our audio that isn't in one of our daily shows. So all the episodes of The Six will be there. All the interviews will be up there individually, and you can check them out. Thanks to the three of them for joining me. None of them had to do that. None of them, especially the two who are current professional athletes, Oren and Simone, did not have to do that. So thank you to them for their time and their kindness, both now and in our time together at Vandy and also going forward. But three folks whose careers are really going places and are a whole lot of fun to watch. A whole lot of fun to watch. Have a great weekend. My name's Max Herz. You're listening to 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.